Rebbe says, so this will help us understand even more the idea that Geula is the letters of Gaila of Galus with the addition of an Aleph. Geula doesn't negate exile. In fact, it includes the exile. What it does is it elevates it elevates the exile by introducing and revealing in it the light of the Aleph of Aluf Shalom of the Eibishter, because the purpose and intent, because this is the purpose and intent to make a dwelling place for the Eibishter in the lowly realms, including the way the lowly realms existed in exile, to reveal the Aleph, the Aluf Shalom, to reveal the godliness in the lowly realms, even as they stand, as they existed within exile. That's the whole point of Geula, including the ultimate fantastical revelations of Geula, is to bring about the revelation of the infinite light in this physical world, so that it becomes a dwelling place for Hashem, ultimately to the point that it's a dwelling place for God's very essence. And that's why the whole Indian of Geula is dependent, Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, it's dependent on our actions, on our service throughout the entire period of Geulos, because the work, it's all dependent on that work of introducing the Aleph into the Geula. Not only is it that the descent into exile brings the greater ascent of redemption, but it's actually the redemption itself is a direct result of the process of exile, of the work that's done within exile.